morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse, a radio show designed to educate the dog-owning community all about our pet dogs. Have you ever wondered why your dog never listens to you? Do you think your dog is just being spiteful or willful when he doesn't come when you call him? Do you think your dog is angry when he destroys your house after you leave him alone every day to go to work? Well, I sincerely hope that you'll tune into this educational program every Thursday morning right here on WNJC, 1360 AM from 10 to 10:30 to learn exactly why your dog does the things he does. I assure you that your dog is not trying to get even with you. He's not intentionally trying to run your household, and he's not doing anything for spite. You can listen to all of my previous programs by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Click on the page marked Renee's Radio Show, and you'll see a list of podcasts. Click on a subject that interests you, and you can hear each program in its entirety. You can also save it directly to your computer or other media player. My guest this morning is Andrea Christos. Andrea has been a natural healing therapist for almost 40 years and employs a variety of healing and restorative modalities in her practice, which is located in the Medical Towers building in Center City, Philadelphia. She's going to talk to us today about a technique used for both humans and animals called Emotional Freedom Technique, or EFT. Andrea states that EFT is a simple and effective method for creating positive change in the lives of our animal friends. Before we talk to Andrea, please let me tell you what services I offer as a professional dog trainer in the South Jersey area. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Renee Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, Renee.
I'm very happy to be talking to you this morning. I want to tell everybody that I have met you in person. You're lovely and extremely interesting, and I'm anxious to get our interview started here this morning. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. How did you wind up getting into the practice of healing people and animals?
I remember being very young. I recall especially an older aunt who had neck problems. She had arthritis and could not turn her head.
Okay.
And I remember thinking that wasn't right, and then I knew I could help her.
Okay. So, at age 5, you felt that you could help her?
Yeah.
Can I just ask you a minute? What went through your mind? What were you thinking?
I was thinking, I wish I knew how to do this, because I know she doesn't have to suffer like that. I can help her.
Okay.
Then I went out and, you know, went swimming.
Okay.
Because I hadn't any tools at that point.
Right.
You know? But then as I got older and all these wonderful natural healing techniques are being made available to us as a culture,
mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to teach with many wonderful people who are really bringing this information to us.
Okay.
You know, like Dwight Byers teaching reflexology and Pierre teaching polarity and Beth Gray.
So right. I have heard about Reiki and I have heard about hands-on healing. Mm-hmm. I've seen programs on television about it. It's very interesting.
Well, it's become mainstream now, which is wonderful, that everybody can help their pets and they can help their family members and
right,
themselves.
Right, right.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. Do you use these therapies on yourself and your own pets?
Absolutely.
And tell me how you've applied this. Do you have any pets?
I have a cat named Luna. She actually was the inspiration for the book that I wrote about EFT and animals.
Okay.
because Luna had kidney disease, and I could see that she wasn't well. She seemed to be failing pretty quickly.
Oh, my.
And the vet explained to me that kidney disease is fairly common, and there is no cure for it, that she would just gradually decline and probably meet her demise.
And how old was she then?
14.
Yeah, I had a cat, too, that was 14 that did suffer from that very same thing, and she lost her life also.
Yeah. Well, not also. Luna's sitting right next to me.
Oh, that's incredible. That's wonderful. So tell me what you did with her.
Well, I did EFT with her every day, you know, and they know what you're doing. They know that they're feeling better, and eventually she would come to me a few times throughout the day to practice EFT with her.
Okay.
And I did apply it maybe three times every single day, I would say for about 3 months. And then I took her back to the veterinarian and I said, you know, check her out. And he did blood work and urine sample.
Mm-hmm.
When it came back, he said to me, you know, your cat is fine.
Totally
if
fine?
She's like this, she's going to live a long and healthy life.
Wow. That must have made you feel wonderful.
Absolutely wonderful.
And is she active? Is she energetic? Does she act like she did before she got sick?
It's hard to tell because she's also getting older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's now almost 16.
Uh-huh, okay.
Which for a cat isn't like a dog. You know, at 16, dogs are they're pretty old and
mm-hmm.
tired. You know? But a cat, you know, actually in health can go into their 20s.
Oh, my.
But she's slowing down a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But her nose is cold, her eyes are bright, and she's still funky.
Good.
She and still do has you plenty of attitude. So
do you continue to use EFT on her, even though she's well?
Yes.
You do?
Yeah. Sometimes I see, you know, maybe her like last night, her eye was running. It was watery, clear water, but maybe it was an allergy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do EFT with her. Just right away.
Very good.
And then it clears it out. You know, it's much easier to remove anything. It's like a splinter. It's best to take it out right away.
Okay.
Then it doesn't fester. And
So I've read your book. It's called Healing Our Animal Friends with EFT. Can you explain what EFT is?
EFT is Emotional Freedom Technique, and it was developed by Gary Craig, who's a wonderful person, and Gary's made it available to everybody,
mm-hmm.
anybody
mm-hmm.
who wants to learn how to help themselves, their families, and, of course, their pets.
Okay.
EFT, this is my perspective on it, is that the meridians in our body, ancient meridians in the acupuncture system, contain also consistent memory, consistent with the meridian, for instance. If it's the kidney bladder meridian, then what you would expect to find there are fear patterns.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're tapping on these specific points, you're releasing the memory of those emotions. You're sending it basically to the recycling bin.
Wow.
Because everything that we're experiencing emotionally is memory-based.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't live again in actual fact. The minute you drove into your studio today, it'll never happen.
Okay.
But whatever occurred during that period of time is recorded in the cells in your body.
Correct.
They record everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they remagnetize consistent patterns with that, and, you know, that's the problem. So we want to take these patterns of memory out, and that's what we do. We delete them, or we nullify them.
Okay.
And then they become inactive.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at a picture that I copied off the internet, and it has treatment points for emotional freedom technique.
Right.
It's listing charts, this fellow's face and his hands, and it's listing places around the eyebrow, the corner of his eye, under the nose, under the mouth, the collarbone, underarm, thumb, and index finger, and middle finger, and little finger. Tell me more about these points and what you would be doing.
Well, you can't use those points with animals because the last thing you want to do is tap around the face, the claws, or the hooves of an animal that's stressed.
Okay.
You will be hurt.
All right.
It'll be defensive.
Okay.
And you can't do it. I would never use EFT on the spine of a human.
Okay.
They release too much too fast, and because we're so complex, it's overwhelming, and I don't believe in overwhelming people.
Okay, so in other words, the picture that I'm looking at is strictly for humans?
Right. Now, there are people that work remotely, so they would tap on themselves after connecting emotionally to whatever animal they're trying to help.
Right.
And then they would tap around those points on themselves as a surrogate.
Okay.
There are times and places for that. This book doesn't deal with that necessarily because if you're working with your own pets and those that you're close to, it's best if you really stroke them on their spines gently and use the keywords that were given in the book, because the trust between you becomes indelible. Everything changes then. They know you're going to help them. They will come to you for help.
Okay.
And it's just more direct.
Right.
That's the database. So mm-hmm. why not just take it out there?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you said that an animal would never allow you to tap anywhere on his face.
Not if they're stressed.
Not if what? He's stressed.
If they're stressed.
Right.
An animal is deeply stressed. I wouldn't start tapping around their face or their claws. No.
Right. Okay.
No, I would not.
Good point. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever met an animal that you could not tap on his spine?
In my experience, no.
Really?
No, I haven't. Now, I haven't worked with that many. I haven't worked in shelters. I would love to. I haven't had the opportunity.
That would be a great place to work, truthfully.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would love every... I wrote the book, Renee, especially so that people have a simple technique that they can use, especially people who are working around large numbers of animals and rescue centers and that mm-hmm. sort of thing, because these animals suffer mostly needlessly. Because also every book that I'm selling donates 20% of the proceeds to animal rescue.
Oh, good for you.
So I thought it might be a twofer, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't had the opportunity to work in these centers myself. I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to.
If somebody's listening today and they have an interest in doing this, is there any way you can help them get started? Or would they need to have a class on this to learn what to do?
No, but it would be beneficial if they bought the book.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the book in workbook form. It's very simple. Pages are, you know, what is it, 9x12 or 8x10, whatever.
I think they're 8x10. Uh-huh.
So, and it's a flexible paperback, so one could leave it open
uh-huh.
while referring to possible options, tapping options, and using the other hand to treat the animal.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know, even when you say to people, well, you have to get the emotional component if you're going to help this animal,
mm-hmm.
they don't know really what to look for. It's when you're not used to that, it's kind of confusing.
Mm-hmm.
So I've given many, many, many possible options, and they can find something that really connects. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what he's going through.
Okay.
Let's use that one.
So many people do adopt shelter and rescue dogs that are stressed, and especially even after they've been moved into the home, you know, they don't know what's going on. They don't understand why they keep getting shifted around.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that the remote tapping would be best for them to start?
Well, if they're bringing an animal into their house that they can't touch,
mm-hmm.
then that's a whole other story.
Correct.
It? Yeah.
But, I mean, even if they knew that the animal was stressed, but they don't know the animal so well that they would... I mean, if they can pet the animal, do you feel that they would be able to...
Definitely. Because many animals don't like little tap, tap, tap on their spine, understandably.
Right.
So I say in the book, just glide your fingers gently, almost energetically over their spine, head to toe. That works just beautifully.
And do you use specific fingers? What fingers are you talking about?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
And it'll develop such a trust and a bond between you because this animal knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It knows that when you do this, things are lifted from it. It feels more secure.
Mm-hmm. So rather than tapping in the beginning, you would just suggest gliding your fingers up and down the spine. Now, would
you don't
this
have to tap when I say that, touching. You know, Gary's tapped, but for the animal, if you just glide your hand back and forth while saying, I'm fearful because this is a new experience and I've been moved so many times. I'm afraid I'll be moved again. But nevertheless, I trust and accept myself completely. That's fine.
So this is a phrase you would use when you did this.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting to me because in all of my learning, which may not be complete, and certainly I'm open to new ideas, do you really think that the animal himself or herself understands what you're saying? Or you're throwing something out into the universe?
Seems crazy, doesn't it? But they do. I don't know how they do, but I say that in the book too, but they do.
Okay.
They absolutely do.
So in other words, you try to identify the emotional component that is stressing the dog,
mm-hmm.
and then you create a phrase to use while you're either tapping the dog on its spine
right.
or gliding your fingers up and down the spine.
That's right.
Now, when you're gliding your fingers or tapping, are you tapping on the bone or are you tapping or gliding on either side of the bone?
Well, I kind of just wiggle. I do this little serpentine wiggle down the spine gently. You know, to just wave my
Do you cross over as you're wiggling, like are your hands, I'm trying to get a picture of this.
It depends on the size of the dog. I mean, I've met dogs that I've worked with, they're big guys, you know, so I'm just, it feels to them like somebody's just kindly stroking them down their back at first.
Mm-hmm.
So they're open to it.
So are you moving the skin around, in other words?
No, very lightly.
Very lightly.
Almost energetically.
But you do cross over the spine when you're doing this.
I do. It's just my technique. I think you could just go straight down the spine.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, I wiggle.
Okay. All right.
I think it might be more comforting, too.
Okay. So what other emotions can you identify that we can use this with, and what phrase would you pair it up with?
Underneath, see, I'm a simpleton. Everything that people feel, if it's a negative response or it's a negative feeling, then you know there's some kind of underlying fear.
Correct.
Fear of the unknown, fear of the known. If an animal's hyper-stressed, then I use flower remedies, as you do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Maybe a touch of rescue remedy, or I would use aspen for fear of the unknown and nemulus for known fear.
Okay.
And that's pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every domestic animal has abandonment issues. It was plucked out of its pack.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, and the first patterns of fear are logged in.
Well, I have to say, I have to interrupt you just for a minute, because you did bring something to the forefront of my head in your book and in our conversations, and also talking with a mutual client of ours who has done EFT with one of her rescue dogs, who was really having a lot of problems. Almost, you know, she was really giving them a hard way to go, this dog. She hired you to help her work with her dog. And you helped her identify the fact that this particular dog had abandonment issues,
mm-hmm.
and had a fear since she left her mom and her littermates.
They all do.
Then they all do. And this isn't something that we always think about as trainers and behavior consultants, that even though you may have a 3 or 4 year old dog, especially one that's been rescued, that dog is still affected by being taken from its mother and litter.
Right, and it's happening again, isn't it? It's been taken
Correct.
From the family. It's been
right.
to a shelter. It's being taken again from the shelter. It goes back to that fundamental pattern of being taken from...
I mean, we think that once the dog is taken away and it's in its forever home as a puppy, and if even when things are going well, we don't stop to consider that that dog was plucked from its mother and litter and may have a residual emotional issue because of that very same event.
Absolutely.
So, you know...
We think that the dog, because the dog is by our side a lot and it's friendly, that it doesn't have that fear, that's a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably staying as close as it can in those situations because you are a surrogate parent.
Mm-hmm. Let's say we're talking about our client's dog who you recognized had this abandonment issues and other fears. Can you give us an idea of, I know that the owner did tap, was employing EFT with this dog. And the last time I spoke with her, by the way, she said that she's starting to really work with her again. Can you give us an idea of how you would pair the tapping on the spine with a dog such as this? What type of phrases would you use that you would believe that the dog could understand?
Perhaps, although I'm insecure, I've been taken from my pack and moved so many times, but nevertheless I trust and I accept myself completely. That statement was designed by Gary Craig, who's the founder of EFT, when he says, I trust and accept myself completely. I think, now this is my take on it, he's never told me this. I think it balances the statement. And when you balance and complete a statement, it takes a lot of the charge off it, so you really can delete it.
That's amazing.
Everything has an equal and opposite component, but when you form that completion, then you can delete it. It's not still trying to find emotional life in us.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find the peace of completion, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier there. You know, I'm fearful, you have to get its emotion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still afraid because I've been taken from my pack and I've been moved from place to place and not always treated well. Mm-hmm. But now I know I can trust and I'm safe.
So it's a matter of the dog accepting himself, not necessarily accepting its owners per se, but accepting itself.
Its destiny, which is which has been difficult. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Huh. Wow, that's fascinating.
As long as it still has a lot of fear, it's going to be really hard for it to jump through the hoops that human beings put before it. They
mm-hmm.
they still have so much lingering
mm-hmm.
Energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have to be more aware of the animal that they have.
Right.
You know, and if you take a border collie from the shelter, you must know and provide excessive exercise for this dog.
Correct.
Or it's never going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't put it in an apartment 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Think this dog isn't going to be sick.
Correct.
So you need to, if you live like that, do some research, find the kind of dog that loves being a couch potato, or get a cat.
Or a stuffed animal.
Or a stuffed animal, for
right.
sure.
Uh-huh.
But that doesn't help the animals that need help so badly.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, as a trainer, I see an awful lot of separation anxiety out there.
Because you take the position of the parent, the mother, and there's some safety in that, even though you're a biped and a human.
Mm-hmm.
And when you disappear, it's like, uh-oh,
mm-hmm.
how vulnerable can I be?
Mm-hmm.
Are you coming back?
Right.
Who will feed me?
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it's completely dependent.
Sure.
They're always at the puppy stage.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't live with a mature dog.
Mm-hmm.
A real dog, like a wild dog,
mm-hmm.
you know, you couldn't do it. So
mm-hmm.
they're always kept at that puppy stage, and they have the needs and fears of a young being.
Okay. So someone who is attempting this, should they have any kind of background in anatomy, or are there any other tools involved? It's strictly the hands and the fingers?
And intention, yeah.
And what?
Intention.
Intention.
You know, I don't think it ever hurts us to... The more we know, the better.
Uh-huh.
You know, I see people doing body work and all kinds of healing, and they never studied anatomy and physiology.
Okay.
It makes me wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the more you know, the more you can
right.
help.
I
Is it necessary? No.
Right.
Anybody can do this. Children do it.
I mean, I know of chiropractors that work on animals, and I find that fascinating that they can do that without getting bitten, and most of them don't. Even, you know, I've watched it. I've watched a chiropractor work on a dog, a Rottweiler, that was a little bit fearful, you know, and I was amazed that this Rottie was able to sit there and pretty much relax while this gentleman worked on him.
That's what, they know you're helping.
Yeah.
Animals, you know, they have a higher sense instinct than we have. They know what will help them and what won't.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really. Luna would come to me. I could tell when she was coming to me for EFT. And animals also, when they've had enough for that session, they're going to walk away. Let them go.
Okay.
Let them go.
So they're telling you something. They're telling you I've had enough.
I'm saturated for now, and I've had enough. I feel a little better. I'm leaving. Let them go.
Okay.
You can't force anything on them.
Right.
You can't
no,
force
absolutely
healing
not.
On them. It'll never work.
That's a hard thing to convince people of, that you cannot force them to do anything.
You can't force health and wellness on anybody.
Yeah.
Not possible.
Right.
But they'll come to you after a while,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, for the help.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust that they
right
fine.
Yeah. Right. Is there an average time that you would work with a dog to or
no,
a cat?
No, only to the degree that he's willing to accept it for that time.
Mm-hmm.
If he just lays down and he throws himself in your care, then, you know, just keep at it. Like if I go to a friend's house because the animal's stressed and I just pat him. Because
uh-huh.
an animal will come over. It's like, who are you? What are you doing here?
Right.
And just, you know, pat him as I would any normal dog. Just stroke
mm-hmm.
gently. And he'll sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just keep giving these phrases to him, and then he lays down, and I just continue as long as he wants, and then he'll get up and go.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know it's over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would EFT be good for puppies and also dogs? Well, we talked about rescue dogs. We know that that's definite. But what about puppies that are pretty much a clean slate?
But they're not a clean slate.
Yeah, I wanted you to say that. Yeah, I knew you were going to do that.
They're not a clean slate, no.
Right.
It can't be a clean slate. The body, as soon as we come into planet Earth, we have an existence. Our database starts acquiring information that programs on our clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
The clean slate, if it doesn't have past life stuff and who knows what else already factored in, some people have destiny patterns probably already on the slate.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, it's fairly clean. So we open our eyes and we look and we say, okay, this must be mother, this must be father. These are siblings. I don't know which one of those siblings I'm like, but I'm a part of this pack.
Okay.
So whatever went on there, especially the moment when this animal was taken from its pack, is traumatizing.
Okay.
Think
yep.
about it.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. In fact, most animals are more sensitive than humans, I think, and they couldn't not have memory patterns that are disturbing.
Right. And so you see this all the time, and you can see the definite results of this. Have you ever worked with EFT on an animal or heard of anybody working with EFT on an animal that they said that they absolutely couldn't accomplish anything?
Well, I've had people call me and say, this isn't working the way I had hoped, so we have to review her intention. The focus that she has for the animal or he has for this animal might be off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It won't work.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be specific. That's why if you just go with fear, I'm afraid of being left alone again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm afraid you won't come back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid if you leave, I won't have food. So whatever he's showing, I pee on the floor because I'm afraid and I mark my territory. So sometimes, you know, we just have to review. Also, the animal gets better. It improves. Something else might come up.
Right. Different life circumstances.
And different programming, therefore.
Mm-hmm.
It's a process. In most cases, sometimes they just snap like that and they're out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a process and different issues come up or different aspects of what this animal is experiencing.
Well, I have to tell you, after I met you and I went on the internet, which is sometimes a good thing and sometimes it's not a good thing, but I found a lot of information on the internet about EFT, not just for humans, but also for animals. There's an awful lot of information out there. You know, until I met you, I never heard of it before, and I think it's fascinating. But I also think that in order for somebody to consider using this, they have to have an open mind. Don't you agree?
That's an interesting question for me. Because I'm so immersed in alternate natural healing, I've healed myself of afflictions that you couldn't imagine with help.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know any other way. So for me, it doesn't require an open mind.
Mm-hmm.
It requires, you know, dedication to,
right.
to alternative therapies. But can I say this? That if you're interested in EFT for animals, buy my book.
Right.
But also, if you want to go online, you want to learn the whole pattern, the matrix for EFT for people, which is a very good idea, especially if you want to work remotely.
Okay.
Then go to the original site, which is EmoFree. That's the Gary Craig EFT website. Go to the place where it originated.
Okay.
Where the original intention was designed.
Okay.
Okay, and so that's EmoFree.com.
Right.
And they sell the training DVDs, you know, for the layperson. They're like $10.
Really? And where would they buy them?
On the site.
On Gary Craig's site?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the horse's mouth every time.
Okay.
You know?
And do you have your own website?
Yep. It's www.eftwithanimals.com.
Okay. If somebody wanted to bring their animal to you, would you take an animal in your office there in Philadelphia?
Sure.
Yeah.
If the animal is not muzzled and, you know, dragged in there.
Okay.
It depends on what we have, you know, what we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for people, it's better to experience the EFT and review all those patterns.
Okay.
Keep the animal in its stall or in its home.
Okay.
Because it's just another stress for it.
Okay.
And you can't really see what the basic stress is for the animal because it's all compounded by whatever's going on in the elevator and the traffic and being taken from the house again and whatever.
Right. Yeah. And I also know that you would make appointments in certain locations and, you know, that you would go to somebody else's home to work with their dog or cat or something like that. I am amazed at you. First of all, I have to tell everybody very quickly that I visited with you and I was with you for about an hour and a half, and you amazed me. We had a consult and you were talking to me and you said certain things that I found incredible that you had an effect on me personally. I want to recommend you if people are interested in emotional freedom technique. And I hope that you seek out some information and buy your book. So just mention it again, and then we will hope that everybody does listen here.
Well, thank you.
What is the name of the book again, Andrew?
Healing Our Animal Friends.
Okay.
EFT.
Okay.
That's the name of the title of the book.
And where can they purchase the book?
They can purchase it from the site, from Amazon, from Barnes & Noble, from Borders. And there's a download from the website also if they prefer to download it.
Oh, excellent. Good. Mm-hmm. All right, darling. Thank you very much for visiting with us today.
I really enjoyed
I think
it.
That you're
thank you very much.
An incredibly interesting woman and a lovely person.
Well, I wish everybody and their pets all the best.
Thank you. We wish that for you, too. All right. Have a great day, darling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in this morning. I hope that you will tune in again next week. I promise you we will, again, have a very interesting discussion with another expert in the field of dogs. I hope you all have a great day.